This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I tell you, I am looking forward, guys, to this springtime. I mean, this is a beautiful time of the year right now. I mean, get into spring, get into summer, and these are my favorite times of the year. I mean, I love being outdoors. I'm an outdoorsy type of guy, believe it or not. Most people wouldn't think that, but I really am. I love the outdoors, you know. I feel like I'm a tree hugger at times, you know, because I just love nature so much. But I hope you guys are having a blessed day today as well, and I hope everything's going good for each one of you. And as always, thank you again for tuning into our podcast week after week. Thank you also for always being subscribers and financial partners and prayer partners, and also just enjoying my product. You know, I always tell people, you know, anytime I get a revelation from Spirit, I'm always writing books. I'm always writing a new book. I'm always putting out some kind of teaching or course or whatever. And so whatever I get, hey, you know, such as I have, I give unto thee, right? So I thank you, all of you, for being a part of our lives and the ministry here of Identity Network. So with that said, I'm excited to tell you about my newest book that really has sold so many copies. Like, you know, as many of you know, we have our Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. I put out a book every month. I choose a pretty thick book too, so you get your money's worth. But in that program, people, you know, get the books up front before anyone else gets it. And this month, we're focusing on spiritual awakening, because my brand new book that just came out the other day is called Spiritual Awakening. Now, this book rocks, because this is a book I've been really wanting to put out for a long time, because so many people have asked me, you know, what does awakening look like? And really, is it revival? Is it, you know, what do I need to do? Do I posture myself some way? Do I pray harder? Do I read more product? I mean, like, what do I do? And I remember this past Monday being on Instagram Live on Monday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Hint, hint, for those of you who want to tune in sometimes on Instagram. And when I was speaking on my Instagram Live this past Monday, I dealt with the subject of this book. And one thing led to another, and one thing led to another. And it's like we went down this rabbit hole of just so many revelations that Spirit was giving me that I really feel like the Lord wanted me to share with all of you guys. And I did on the Instagram Live. And so I would say, if you guys have not, or maybe are not a part of Instagram, I would say definitely go to Instagram and tune into Identity Network's Instagram page so you can watch my weekly videos that I do on the live. But this past Monday, you guys really need to watch, because there's a lot of great content in it, a lot of great revelation, a lot of good information that would help you guys out, because I tackled revival. Now, once again, let me also say this as well. I'm not against revival. You know, I mean, it would be crazy for me to say I'm anti-revival. Hey, you know what? We all need to be revived, right? So more of that, God, you know? But on the other hand, though, revival also can take a very negative tone with it as well, because when you revive something, it doesn't guarantee it to be sustained. It doesn't guarantee it's got a paradigm shift to it. And it also doesn't guarantee you the fact that you will be shifted and changed the rest of your life, because revival really is not created to change your life, believe it or not. Most people think it is, but it's not. Revival actually is made to revive at that moment. And then once you're revived, you're going to have to sustain that hyped up segment of revival, because if you don't, you're going to go back down. Because anything revived never can sustain itself. But repentance actually, and repentance is a really cool word, because repentance guarantees you that you've had a paradigm shift where it's telling you go the opposite direction from the direction you're not used to going, right? So in other words, go in the opposite direction that you've never gone. In other words, when you get a revelation from God, you shift to where your whole pattern, your whole, you know, walk of life, the way you view yourself and God and people and things and places, and, you know, it's all changed. You see it through a set of different lenses. That's what revolution brings forth. That's what real true revelation brings forth. And so within my book of Spiritual Awakening, I deal with a lot of deep ideas, points, categories of your life that really help you to see and be aware of that aspect of how to be able to truly be awakened. Once you're awakened, you never go back the same. You just don't. I mean, it's like a paradigm shift. Once a paradigm inside of your brain has been shifted, it never returns back to its original form, because it can't, because something in you has been so how can I say this, tarnished in a good way by some other new form of information where it actually remolds and reshapes the old paradigm to where it has no choice but to dismantle itself. It's almost like saying, for example, if you are putting on your clothes and let's say, for example, you've got a shirt and a pair of pants you haven't worn in a couple of years and all of a sudden you realize, oh my goodness, I've gained 30 pounds in 2 years. Hopefully that's none of you, but I hope you're all staying fit and trim and healthy. Amen. That's confession here for each one of you. But, you know, let's say you've gained 30 pounds in 2 years and all of a sudden you're like, that was my favorite shirt, my favorite pair of pants. You go back to your closet, pull out that shirt and pair of pants and you try to put it on. And as you do, you realize it doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't fit anymore. So what do you have to do? You have to either reshape or reformulate your life to get it back to the shape in order for those clothes to fit you, right? But here's the key thing. In the spirit realm and within the power of the mind, it operates differently because you don't want to return back to the same form. You can't because you're seeing something of a different style, a different color, a different taste, a different maybe a dress code. So all of a sudden, in the spirit realm, you realize that I can't go back. You know, it's like, for example, saying, you know, hey, you know, and of course, I'm not a huge meat eater, but like, say, for example, if you look at prime rib and you're used to eating weenies and a hot dog, you know, you look and you realize the taste is totally different. Well, let's get a better match here of oranges to oranges. Look at McDonald's. You know, if you go to McDonald's, you're going to see the quality of meat. If you took that quality of meat off, well, if you took that meat off the bun with no lettuce, no, I can't stand tomatoes, so we won't even mention tomato, ketchup or mustard or anything else, what happens here is you take just that patty by itself and you eat it, you're going to be like, this has no taste to it. It's sort of nasty. Why? Because it doesn't taste like a prime rib. It's a different quality of meat. And with that being said, you have to remember, once you've had, you know, the Bible says, he who's on the housetop, let him not come down. And what that means is once you've had a higher taste of quality, a higher taste of maybe a higher echelon, a higher category, whatever you want to call it. In other words, where your eye twinkles with revelation of something you've never known before, or you've never heard before, or you've never seen something in that way or put that way before, you can't go back to the old. You just can't. And so something in your chemistry of the brain changes because you realize this is so much better than the old. And so within the book, I don't even discuss half of this in my book. I mean, there are more in-depth details of stuff on a different note of spiritual awakening in my book than many of you have ever heard before. And that's why I share with people that I'm a huge prophetic person that deals with awakening. You know, people ask me, well, you use these words that sound sort of new agey, like awakening and enlightenment. And I'm like, because first of all, I'm not religious like you. No offense, but I'm not religious like you. I don't see terminology as being a religion. That's just idiotic. You know, terminology is not owned by any religion. In fact, the word repentance is not even a Christian word. And most people think, well, it's in the Bible. Well, there's a lot of words in the Bible. You know, but repentance is not even a Christian word. It's just a normal word that actually means to shift and go the opposite direction. So when we say repentance doesn't even, in fact, the tone of repentance with definition in its full definition doesn't even allude towards repent of your sins, ask Jesus in your heart. That has nothing to do with repentance at all. Repentance is more of a secular word, believe it or not, that deals with the understanding of the brain and the chemistry of the brain shifting so much where you don't even see the thing the way you used to do it because you've gone the opposite direction. So now you're on this new path. You see new things because you're awakening in an enlightenment point of view where you see in light. You see the light of God's kingdom revealed on darkness of your ignorance that you didn't realize actually was there, and it begins to shift you. Now, I want everyone to replay what I just said to you because it's going to make sense to you even when you replay that. Because enlightenment means we are the light of the world, and once you've had light shed on the darkness of your ignorance or the lack of understanding within your life, you realize that something happens that no longer allows you to operate, to think, or even categorize the things you used to categorize in the order in which you did it. You can't ever do that anymore. It's like going back and saying, I forgot how to do it. Because once again, once you've had a taste of awakening of something, it's like the old looks so dingy, but it also looks so filthy. It looks so, out of date to you. And yet, 2 days ago, you were loving it. Are you with me? Because that's what it is. Revolution and revelation and awakening, actually, what it does is it transports you. It puts you into another mind of living. Let me give you a great example. Spiritual awakening, one of the best ways of spiritual awakening that I actually am sharing with you now, that's not in the book, because in the book I'm not going to give away the juicy stuff, because if you like what I'm saying right now, you're going to totally flee up when you read the book, okay? Because you're going to love it even more. But the best way we can look at spiritual awakening is this. Imagine, I use this a lot because it's one of the best things. Imagine a caterpillar and a butterfly, okay? The cocoon state, the metamorphosis, but also imagining, I'm not a big snake fan, okay, but all animals belong to God. We'd have no clue. One day when I get to heaven, I'm going to say, why did you create bugs and snakes? I really need to know. And of course, I really know why, God. You know, guys, I know, you know, the eating of the insects and stuff, you know, basically the circle of life. That's just pretty much what it is. But if you look at that, you think, the caterpillar, well, the point I'm making with the snake is it sheds its skin, right? So even animals understand the shedding. Even animals understand the shedding, the metamorphosis, the recreating of itself, of its life. Every animal understands that to some degree. You know, bears just know how to hibernate in the winter, and they don't have to say, I need to call the weather station and see when is winter exactly, how long it's going to last. It's like the chemistry within their body just knows. It's like the birds in the air that fly. You know, it's spectacular when you go on YouTube and you Google, you know, birds flying together, how there's such a form of synchronicity, and there's no human way possible to explain it. There's no way. If that was humans, we can't tell each other within a millisecond, turn left, turn right, you know, dive this way in a millisecond and have everyone follow suit that quick. We can't. There's no humanly possible. So when I see birds flying, and within a millisecond they shift and they go the opposite direction, or they shift themselves into this beautiful pattern, this formation, you know it has to be. It has to be some type of subconscious speaking to one another, some type of vibration where they're feeling the change automatically. They're feeling that vibration, or they're feeling maybe the voice of God speaking to each one of them, vibrating, do this now, instantly. Who knows, guys? But we know it cannot be anything natural. It just can't be. And so each one of you know that within the animal world, we see too many miracles. We see too many things of just the unfolding of things just falling into place, and yet we never question that. But yet we have a problem trying to find a new job. We have a problem, you know, when we're stuck in a relationship, or stuck. We have a major, and yet we can't even allude towards that we're wiser than the children of this world at all. And so the truth is, we're really not wiser than children of this world. We claim that scripture, but many people struggle with the smallest, craziest things. So if you can't handle the small things, how in God's name can you handle the big things, folks? Come on. Are you with me? So we have to learn through what the animal world is telling us through some type of awakening, some type of enlightenment, some kind of formation that can only be done in something beyond the unseen. And there's no doubt about it. So when we deal with spiritual awakening in the cocoon state of the butterfly, we deal with the fact that the caterpillar just sort of submits itself to something that's never done before, and it just automatically allows the cocooning state to happen. But my point being is, enlightenment, spiritual awakening, like my book talks about, deals with the caterpillar and the butterfly that really are two totally different creatures, but they're the same creature, but yet they have the same DNA in it as the other one. These are things that are really out of this world. These are things, folks, that the caterpillar is letting us know you can do it. That once you've had an awakening, you cocoon yourself, you metamorphosize yourself, because the truth is a butterfly can never go back to a caterpillar. It's impossible. It can never return back to a caterpillar. But yet a caterpillar has the cells in it to become the butterfly, and yet it's never seen a butterfly. It has no clue what's going to happen. It has no clue how to get there. So something there shows it and tells it inside, but at the outside has no clue because it doesn't have the natural knowledge of what to do at all. But something in its DNA and its cells just knows when it's happening, it happens. And so with that being said, we have to look at reality, and that is, people, listen to me. Get off your revival. Get off your revival. Revival is not where it is at all. Where change and shift and truly shifting into what God has for you in your life can only come through a divine, powerful spiritual awakening that brings you to a place where you don't see life the same way. That's why it's important, folks, to understand, quit praying for revival, for goodness sake. You don't want to get revived. So many of you have had too many revived, you know, hundo shundo, thrown on the floor, shaken, quaken, waken, and you're still in the same boat. You're still, you know, saying the same prayers. Oh, Lord, I just bind the devil off my finances. And the whole time God's like, no, you haven't awakened to how to utilize your finances. You haven't awakened how to make the money. You haven't awakened to these things. So I'm not going to bind something, some spirit you're trying to make up. Come on, folks. You know what I'm saying is real. The charismatic move has made up more demons and more evil spirits that are not even biblical. And yet, and people say, well, it's real because it's attacking me. Because you believe it. When you quit believing, and the reason why you're believing this is because you don't even understand your own powerful creatorial powers. There's a word that's called creatorial. And what that means is you have creatorial powers in you because you're a co-creator with God. And sometimes you create things out of ignorance and a lack of knowledge simply because you feel like this spirit or this revelation is showing you, this spirit's attacking you, and these spirits can't even be found in the Bible. And so what you're doing is you're creating your own demonic influence. You're creating your own resistance. Think about it, folks. We create our own resistance all the time. We create our own and fabricate our own power that works against us all the time. Why? Because whatever you believe, it shall be it unto you. It shall be it unto you. Whatever you believe, whatever you yield your understanding to, that's what the Bible says. That becomes you. So folks, I don't play around with this stuff. And that's why I'm saying you've got to learn to quit going from conference to conference, get settled down as a son of God, and start awakening by having an inward, divine-appointed change where the cells in your body, miraculously, spiritually speaking, change and shift. If the cells of a natural caterpillar can change, how much more can the spiritual cells within your DNA change that will actually alter possibly your natural DNA? And the chemicals as far as your brain and the neurons in your brain, how much more will that shift you to say, I'm totally not the same person. I used to be a caterpillar, now I'm a butterfly. And I can't even go back to that same form as a caterpillar ever again. That's what we call, folks, a true miracle from God. That's what we call a true intervention. That's what we call a true enlightenment from the presence of Almighty God, where you're breathed over, that Ruach wind breathes over you, not because you had a hyped up moment of feeling or touchy-feely or lay hands on me. You don't need any of that, folks. You don't need any of that. What you need is to awaken by the presence of that wind of God by things I'm going to share with you in the book that teach you how you can awaken. Okay? Many of you are tired of being revived, but you're nothing more, pardon my language, but you're nothing more than a drug addict because you're addicted to revival. You're addicted to conferences. You got to go to each and every conference because you got to feel the power, feel the anointing, feel. And yet the Bible tells us something. Spiritual awakening doesn't come by feelings. That's why it says we don't go by what we see or feel. And many of you are feeling too much, but you're not changing at all. Because there's a power inside of you that is dying to wake up. And the only way it can wake up is by a true spiritual awakening. So I'm telling you guys, we've sold so many of them, we had orders, second set of them. And so while I have these in our warehouse, you guys need to go right now to our website, identitynetwork.net, and it should be on the homepage. But if not, put in spiritual awakening. And when you do, in the search engine of our website, you're going to pull it up, and I'm going to say you can download the book within seconds or minutes, or you can order a paperback book. But either way, folks, you need to get this. It's changing, and truly it's revolutionizing lives across the nations, and that's what we want. All right, I don't go by what we see or feel. And people ask me all the time, how are you so successful? How are you a millionaire? How are you, you know, have the things you have? Why are you calm in certain areas where other people would be distraught? How come you don't bind demons constantly? How come you don't do spiritual warfare all the time? I said, you know why? Because I've learned the art of understanding. I'm creating my world with God. I'm creating the world in which God wants me to have. It doesn't mean my world's perfect. Doesn't mean my world won't have trials and tribulations. Doesn't mean I won't be attacked maybe every once in a while. However, I have lightened the mood. of my life. I've taken the spiritual temperature of the atmosphere and I've turned it down a little bit. Why? To it's not so hyped up on all my warfare theology that I used to believe, all the struggles, all the this and all the that, and therefore I eradicated and dismantled all my action of my doing, feeling as if the more that I fight with God, the more that I fight for God, the more God would love me. That if I must be doing something right because I'm in constant warfare. All of that, folks, is rubbish. It's not true. I want to say BS, but I don't want you guys to get mad at me. But it's not true. Can I get an amen from the choir? It's not. Because this is made-up theology that's not even biblical. And you won't find Peter, I almost said Peter, Paul, and Mary, but you won't find Peter, you won't find Paul, you won't find anyone in the New Testament doing the things that people do today in the charismatic move. And I'm charismatic, folks. I'm spirit-filled, tongue-talking, okay? But I'm saying, though, that a lot of these things that go on today, you don't even find in the Bible. You don't even find in the Bible, all right? So, therefore, if you don't find the Bible, why are you doing it? Hello? I mean, why are you creating your own world of troubles and then what life normally always brings, already brings us anyway, right? So it's time to reformulate by awakening up. So this is a season, folks. Get the book. It's going to transform your life. Spiritual Awakening by Jeremy Lopez. You can find it on identitynetwork.net. Hey, God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for always being a part of our lives. And we just bless and love every one of you. I just want to give every one of you just this big old hug for always being our family and always being the love to us and always just feeling the power of your prayers and feeling the power of just being close to us and supporting us. That means the world to us. It really does here at the ministry. So as always, folks, thank you. And don't forget today to create the day you want. You know God's will. My sheep know my voice. You know what God has for you. Create that today to where you can recreate your world and you can dismantle all the wrong theology that was once taught to you and you can flush that down the drain and live the life God wants you to live. God bless. Have a great day.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.